USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After the sudden death of comedian Bob Saget, two Orange County, Florida sheriff's deputies were disseminating information about Saget's death to their friends in social media before Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, got the information. The officers have been suspended for 81 hours for their roles in the case after being found guilty. Today is the first day of summer, and as Americans hit the road, the shock of how much gas prices will hurt is front and center. President Biden said Monday he hopes to make a decision about a federal gas tax holiday by the end of the week. Vice President Mike Pence on Monday called out President Biden for allowing this man-made economic disaster to take over America.
All of this is a man-made economic crisis with 100% of the blame going to President Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats driving policies in the Congress of the United States.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Uvalde, Texas, parents of victims of the Robb Elementary School shooting have called for the resignation of school district police chief Pete Arredondo at an emotional school board meeting Monday night. 19 students and 2 teachers lost their lives by a crazed 18-year-old boy. The most patriotic state in the nation is a big one. In fact, it has more land than California, Montana, and Texas combined.
According to a report from WalletHub, Alaska is the most patriotic state in the country. The personal finance website compared each state across 13 indicators, including veterans per capita, average number of military enlistees, Peace Corps members per capita, and the percentage of adults who voted in 2020. All 13 of the indicators fell into 2 categories, military engagement and civic engagement. Rounding out the top 5 is Montana, Virginia, North Dakota, and Oregon. The top 5 least patriotic states were Arkansas, New York, Rhode Island, Florida, and Massachusetts. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn have been aligning in order this month for the first time in 18 years. You won't need a telescope to see the rare grouping of planets. The best day for viewing will be on Friday, looking toward the southeast before sunrise. As the American economy has been a disaster under the Biden administration, Vice President Mike Pence on Fox Business reiterates this American dilemma falls squarely on Biden and the Democrats.
Well, Joe Biden is wrong, and it would be right to unleash American energy and take the boot heel of the federal government off the neck of American energy companies. Look, I just spoke today, Larry, here at the University Club of Chicago, focusing on the economy, focusing on a pathway forward. But there's no question that what's unique about this economic crisis that we're facing, inflation at a 40-year high, gasoline prices up 75%, shortages, supply chain, is what's unique about this, like I tell an economist like you anything, but to your viewers, different from the Depression, different from the economic downturn in the 70s, different from the Great Recession of 2008, all of this is a man-made economic crisis with 100% of the blame going to President Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats driving policies in the Congress of the United States.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.